Benoit, congratulations on being named the head coach. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well.
Now, Benoit, you were also named the head coach back in 2009, but then you had to step down because you got the position with the AHL Rochester Americans. Any chance that happens again, or do you think you're committed this time?
No, I'm committed. Back then, we had discussion with different pro teams, and Hockey Canada were aware of my situation. It was uncertain, and I thought I was done with my team in Gatineau. Like I did things in Gatineau. I was coaching Gatineau for almost 7 years, and it was just time for me to move on and have another challenge with a team in the American Hockey League. But this time it's different. I really feel that I'm thankful to the management here in Hockey Canada to give me a second chance to coach that team. It's an honor and a privilege for me to be back, and this time I'll go all the way.
Benoit, you were an assistant coach last year with Brent Sutter. Obviously, anytime you don't win a gold in Canada, it feels like it's a disappointment. But, you know, this tournament, building the team, what did you learn from last year being an assistant that you will take? And maybe are there slight things you would look at doing different?
You know what? First of all, coaching with Brent Sutter for me was my second time. And he was a mentor for me. The first time we coached together, that was at the Super Series, and I've learned a lot with Brent and Pete DeBoer back then. And last year, with Ryan McGill and Brent, I think we did a lot of good things with that team, and we work hard. And Brent taught me a lot about treating players and preparation and how to deal at that stage with the media and the guys. So now he was good. And what we felt at the end of the tournament, we were lacking a little bit of speed and size and strength. And this year we think that that's something we got to try to find out. And we know that in our country right now, many, many good players are 5'8", 5'9". And it's something that we try to have on our club this year, guys with size, speed, and strength.
Benoit Gruau joins us. He is the head coach of Canada's World Juniors team. The camp process itself last year was smaller. Is that better, do you think, in your mind?
Well, you know what? I don't think we're going to have a big camp this year. Also, I thought what we did last year was pretty good. Was good in terms of knowing the players and having them quickly and playing exhibition games. And this is, we're going to do something similar this year. And you know what? I think it's good. Like you set the tone right away. You tell the players what your expectations are, and you see what they can do. And to us, what's important is to, when that summer camp is over, You got to know about your players. You got to know who can be on your team, who's buying in, who wants to play a certain role, and who's willing to play a certain role, who can adapt. And that's why we're having a summer camp, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what these guys can do.
When you look at the players at the summer camp, and if it's going to be a small camp, guys who aren't invited to that camp still, of course, are eligible, but you know, how much, like, what would they need to do in September, October, November to get themselves in the conversation to make that team if they're not at the camp?
Summer camp's only the first step, and down the road we have the Subway Series and obviously their season with their club team. And for us, it's very important that the scouting that will be put in place by the management group and the coaches from September to December to determine if there's a player outside of our radar who can be on that team. And it's only the first step of the evaluation process, but obviously we'll keep our eyes open in order to put the best team as possible on the ice.
Benoit Gruel joins us. He is the head coach for the upcoming World Juniors team for Canada. Benoit, you have, of course, a coach from every major junior league. There's yourself, there's Dave Lowry out west, and then Scott Walker, the Ontario Hockey League. How much, when you were the assistant, how much in-season scouting did you have to do outside of coaching your own team? Like, how big of a time commitment is this?
Well, you know what? You want to be aware of what not only the players of your league are doing, but also the other leagues are doing. And there's a communication that you have to have with other coaches. And sometimes you're going to be five guys watching the same player playing that specific night. And you want to keep track of performances, and you want to keep track of how they play, how they react, if they're healthy, if they're going through a good or bad stretch. So, you know, there's a lot of work involved, and there's a lot of communication involved also. But you know what? We want to put the best team on the ice, and it's not about the amount of work. It's more about putting the best team, assemble the best teams possible.
One last one. You know, having scouted all the different leagues, you know, from the Western League to the Ontario League to the Quebec Major Junior League, there, and you've coached there, you've coached against the other kids in the Subway Series. Yeah. Do you see a real difference in the style of play from Quebec to Ontario to the Western League? Like, does each league have a real difference in how they play to compare to the other two in your mind?
Yeah, you know what? It used to be like that in the past, but less and less now, I'd say. I think the game of hockey is based on the speed and puck movement and working hard, and this is what we look for. It's not about a kid from Ontario, Quebec, or the Western Hockey League. I think we look to get players that are fitting our style, and we want to be a puck possession team, a transition team, a puck pursuit team. So you got to invest. You got to work hard. You got to play with attitude, and this is what we're going to look for to our training camp to see what players wants to embrace our philosophy and be part of that team.
Well, Benoit, congratulations, and this time you'll get to actually be the coach, because you'll be there in December and into January. Enjoy summer camp and all the scouting. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.